Hear that pounding? That's Dave Krause drumming on the title track from Japandroid's new album, Near to the Wild Heart of Life. Singer and guitarist Brian King found inspiration for the song in a couple of novels.
There's a novel by Clarice Lispector, the Brazilian author, called Near to the Wild Heart. And I was reading that book several years ago and really, really loved the book. And sometime later, I found out that she took the title from a quote in a James Joyce novel, a portrait of the artist as a young man. I might be paraphrasing slightly, but I believe it was, he was alone, he was unheeded, happy, and near to the wild heart of life. What I really liked about the expression was the near to part of it, because the wild heart of life sort of implies one thing, but near to the wild heart of life sort of implies something else. I think everybody has those moments in their lives where they go through significant changes. Maybe they move cities, or maybe they change jobs, or they start a new relationship, or they end a relationship, and everybody's chasing this thing. And I don't really think anyone ever quite gets there. That's a really non-poetic way of describing life, but just that idea of, like, whatever it is you're chasing, you're near to it, but you're never really there. I grew up in a very small town, and my whole life I've been moving slowly to someplace bigger. And every time that happens, there's that feeling of, just a real feeling of anxiety about, like, am I ready for this? Is this place too big? You know, just the nerves that come along with something like that. And anyone who's ever moved from a small town to a big city probably can identify with that. It's not related to one of those moves for me specifically, necessarily. It's more like that idea of wanting to just go for it, but also just, you know, to some extent being paralyzed with the fear and anxiety that goes along with just diving in.
Brian King of Japandroids. The band's new album, Near to the Wild Heart of Life.